There are more than 126 million different blogs on the internet. That's according to the website Blog Pulse. There are the bigger ones, Gawker, Gizmodo, TechCrunch. But there's also I'm Not Obsessed and Pink is the New Blog, both about celebrity gossip. There's Lifehacker or Slashdot, both tech blogs. So how do you know what's worth looking at? Well, PCMag.com has compiled a list of their 50 favorite blogs of 2010. Eric Griffith, features editor for PCMag.com, joins us. And, Eric, there is so much here, from the science site, not exactly rocket science, to this is why you're fat.com. Now, this is where people send in photos of truly unbelievable food. There's a grilled cheese birthday cake. There's barbecue pulled pork sandwiches with donuts for the sandwich part. Why did you pick that blog?
These are sites that our staff reads all the time. And this one, and there's another one called Fancy Fast Food that is pictures of beautifully doctored fast food from restaurants that makes it look like gourmet food. It looks delicious, and it's still terrible for you. Apparently, we just like to eat here in this office.
Well, and of course, you're a tech magazine. What are some of the technical blogs that you guys liked?
Well, there's the standards that we definitely turn to because they get amazing scoops, like Gawker, which owns Gizmodo, and then there's Engadget as well. Those two run neck and neck, and you know, we have our own blog very similar to them called Gearlog. These are the sites that, because they are so fast and furious, they'll post anywhere from 50 to 100 posts a day about the latest rumors and gossip, as well as the actual factual stuff that's going on in the tech world. Every little thing, from a major announcement to a change in the interface at Facebook, you name it, these things get covered by these places. Lifehacker, that you mentioned earlier, is another one that is just an amazing site to go to learn about how technology really has an impact on your life.
Well, there's GoogleOperatingSystems.com. It's an unofficial Google blog for all things Google. There's Media Bistro's All Facebook, on which I happen to read the CBS show The Good Wife is hiring a Mark Zuckerberg lookalike to play a role referencing him. Not a very important piece of information, but you're saying that there can be important technical information on some of these.
Oh, definitely. I mean, with a site like All Facebook, that's a great place to go if you're worried, for example, about the privacy issues that Facebook has, because they are keeping track of all of the news outlets for you so that they can cover the Facebook-specific stuff on that blog, for example.
Tick through some of the other blogs and what they're about.
I like passive-aggressive notes myself. That's a favorite, where it is photographs that people take of notes they find in their everyday, daily life, where people just say passive-aggressive little things about, like, make sure this bathroom is clean, or your sink is full of dirty dishes, and, you know, you could really stand to clean up around here. All things that we know. It's just much more entertaining to see it as a nasty note.
There's cake wrecks, professionally decorated cakes that were just a wreck. Boy Genius, what's that?
Boy Genius is more oriented toward the phone industry, though. I mean, I think they cover just about everything as well. The Boy Genius, who actually was a high school dropout who nobody knew his name for a few years, but he finally came out as a guy named Jonathan Geller, he covers stuff in the gadget world. Again, he gets these amazing scoops. He's got a network of people that give him information that it's hard to beat.
Well, and the reason to just keep an eye on it, aside from the sheer, you know, fun and information, is that blogs have commercial potential. They get bought out, brought over into mainstream media. The blog Not Rocket Science was absorbed by Discovery. Sometimes bloggers get book deals.
That's right. A lot of them get book deals. And some of these sites, like Boing Boing, is a major player as far as technological culture goes. The group of folks who edit that site and do all the posts, they make a lot of money by basically just writing about stuff they find interesting. They don't really care whether you find it interesting, but chances are, if they find it interesting, you will.
And yet, tell us about one of the trends that you're seeing in blogs, which is there's not that many newer ones.
No, it was a little hard to find new things this year, because I think that the microblogging, which is kind of what some people refer to Twitter as, is taking over in a lot of ways. People who maybe used to do the long-form kind of blogging have gone to the 140-character way of doing things because it helps them reach maybe a more specific audience in a lot of ways. And they can also use it for crowdsourcing. It's very handy. Even my boss here at PC Mag, who has a huge following on Twitter, knows he can put out a quick question to people and get feedback on it instantaneously and use that to shape and form a story, which the blogs don't do as well because of the way they're set up and comment systems can be a little wonky. So the community aspect of it, you know, even on Facebook or Twitter, is, I think, replacing blogs in a lot of ways. Not to say that blogs are going to go away anytime, but they are definitely not the growth industry that they were, say, in the early part of the new millennium.
Well, and it seems as if there's two different kinds. You can get lucky and come up with a good idea, like notalwaysright.com. They just let people log on with bizarre employee or customer interactions.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you don't have to do a lot of work with that. On the other hand, if you have a blog in which you're writing, you got to spend a lot of time writing.
Yeah, it's definitely the difference between user-provided content, which a lot of companies are really good at basically getting their readers to do all the work for them, and then there's other sites that they have to do all the work. Well, one of my favorite sites that we picked for this is The Oatmeal, which is actually a web comic strip. He does like an illustrated blog, and it has become very famous. I'm sure you've seen the comic strips passed around about the proper way to use grammar, for example, but all illustrated. It's
yeah.
Pretty fantastic.
Well, and one of our favorites, 1,000 Awesome Things. It's just great things that you can do or that can happen to you. Something as simple as, oh, having a terrific song come to an ending just as you're pulling into your destination. People love that, that kind of making a list of things that are just good.
Yeah, and that's a nice one. You know, every day, one new awesome thing. By the time he's done, I think it'll be a couple more years before he's reached 1,000. You know, that's a lot of fun, uplifting stuff to see. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I didn't look, but I bet there's probably a site just like it where somebody's done 1,000 awful things. But that wouldn't have made our list.
That's Eric Griffith, features editor for PCMag.com. He's been taking us through their favorite blogs of 2010. Eric, thank you.
Thank you very much.